Hey, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 29 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode. It's about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about my new project. Remember last time we were talking about, do you tell people about your new project or not? Well, I've been saying since Sunday, that I was just going to tell people about this new project. I said I'm going to write a blog post about it. Well, this has been a really crazy week at work, actually. But really crazy couple of months. And I'm just at a point where I'm not ready to sit down and write the blog post that it deserves. I can be the blog post that you need, but not the, I don't know, whatever they say in Batman. Anyway, so I figured why not do a 5-Minute Geek Show about it? It's easy to talk for 5 minutes about it, a lot easier than writing a 5 minutes worth of reading of a blog post. So this project is called Vital Signs. If you can already go to github.com/vitalsigns, VITALSIGNS. You can actually see the single repository that I have up and running there, which is basically some planning. And I'm actually just going to go over that planning doc a little bit there. But basically, the dream for Vital Signs is if you've never worked with a PHP package called Fly System before, essentially what it does is it gives you a single abstracted interface to a whole bunch of storage mechanisms. So if you're building some kind of project and you want to read files and save files and list files and all this kind of stuff, you get Fly System and then you build your code against Fly System, and either you or the end user, however you want to set up, get to choose what's backing all those commands. So it could be Dropbox, it could be Amazon S3, it could be Rackspace Cloud Files, whatever you want, a local file storage system. And the same interface is going to be present to the front end coder. So either that makes it very easy for coder to swap out the store behind their software as a service, or they could theoretically even open up the ability for an end user to say, well, I get to choose what storage I want to use for your product. Really, you know, powerful, flexible, all this kind of stuff. Well, I was trying to write some software recently against health APIs, and they're ridiculous, complicated, they're unbelievably divergent from each other, they're poorly documented, they're just, you know, it's just so much about it that's just like, it's the type of stuff you never want to work with. And I imagine the type of stuff that I could do, just me, to get all of my health data together in one place, from MyFitnessPal and RunKeeper and Up and Withings. I use all four of those on a pretty regular basis, and there's a few others I don't use, you know, all the time, but I use occasionally. To be able to get all of them together in one place, it would be an absurd amount of work, but there's an incredible amount of potential. So I thought, what if there's a Fly System for health? You know, just like every new startup is Uber for something. Well, Fly System for health is basically what Vital Signs intends to be. And it's a pretty hefty project, because there's an absurd amount of metrics that each health system is going to track. And there's an absurd amount of different systems to track. But I figured there's a couple biggies, and I use quite a few of them. So what I'm kind of thinking about is basically identifying what are some of the most important and hopefully most consistent and predictable metrics for these systems. So you've got things like, you know, weight and height. Some of these are properties of a person. Some of them can change over time. Some of them don't. But also events. And so the events are things like did an exercise, you know, or something like that. Or a weigh-in could potentially be event. So you can already see there's some kind of the weirdness. I have a particular weight, but I can also have a weigh-in. But, you know, starting to identify some of those key kind of foundational metrics. And then what are some of the most important providers to provide it for? So I'm kind of thinking, you know, RunKeeper and MyFitnessPal and, you know, I don't know, Fitbit or something like that. Maybe not Fitbit. RunKeeper, MyFitnessPal, and Jawbone Up, because I use those or something. And then allowing folks to both be a part of me kind of planning this out, but also people contributing the backing adapters for other providers. So there's going to be a central Vital Signs adapter or kind of API, and then there's going to be a separate GitHub repository for each adapter. So there's a MyFitnessPal adapter, a Jawbone Up adapter, a Withings adapter, all this kind of stuff. And each of them will provide the ability to surface as much information as possible. And of course, some of them are just hugely different in the amount of information they open up for the API. But hopefully we can find a relatively consistent standard that they could all relatively meet up to, and there's just got to be some caveats on, you know, this particular piece of information is not accessible from this provider or whatever. And like I said, I tried to do it on my own. I started in November, and I got, you know, a decent amount of the way into planning it and writing the code, and it stagnated forever, and I thought about it a lot and realized that my code was actually worse than not having any code. So I deleted all my code, deleted the project. It's actually named MedPack then. And I just said, I'm going to start from scratch, and it's going to be public. My hope is that I can blog about it as I go, but whether or not I can blog about it, I want to be public about it. I want to invite folks to contribute some input and some ideas to it, and I'm going to keep the GitHub repo up in alpha version as I go along. So I would love you to check it out, whether or not you're a PHP developer. It's github.com/vital signs. And of course, I'm going to probably buy a domain name and all this kind of geeky stuff, because that's what I do as I get all excited about stuff before I even write the code. And especially as I get out of this kind of crazy time in my work life in the next few weeks, this is going to be probably one of my big focuses. And I think the last piece that I realized is that I said this is going to be my big thing, but I'm also working on formerly known as Save My Proposals, now Symposium. I'm also working on Confomo, C-O-N-F-O-M-O. I'll talk about that more another time. What else? I've got another project, GistLog. Adam Wathen and I are working on that. There's a ton of thing going on, ton of things going on, lots of fun open source projects. So I think I might be either doing Geek Show episodes or blog posts or something about each of them sometime coming up soon. So you should take a look at it. I know this is not my normal, hey, I'm going to give you some advice, but I figured why not just invite you guys into something that I'm working on. So welcome to Vital Signs. If you go there right now at this particular moment, the first thing you see in the README is Vital Signs planning. And the second thing you see is two to-dos. Write an intro paragraph and write some goals. So it's early stages here, but yeah, check it out. Give me some feedback, give me some thoughts, and follow along for the ride. So we're out of time already, so that's it. So thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show, at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5 5minutegeekshow.com, F-I-V-E. Subscribe to us in iTunes or RSS, and if you like the show, please share and rate. And if you like Vital Signs, if you think it's an interesting project, star it, follow it, share it with your friends, tweet about it, whatever you want. I would love the social kind of encouragement and community to help me kind of kick my butt into making it happening. And thanks. Until next time, this is Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
5 Minute Geek Show. 5 Minute Geek. Yeah, that.
All right, good job, bud.
5 Minute Geek Show.
Yeah, perfect.